Happy to have state tournament basketball on Storm Lake Radio, specifically 92.9 The Moose. Chris Bachman joined by Mustang head coach Dick Jungers, who has his team back in Des Moines again here this year. And coach, thanks for the time. It's a fun week. It's been a lot of fun immediately after your regional final victory. You've had some time since. How have things been since your last ball game?
You know, first of all, the snowstorms kind of come to mind, breaking up some of the, I guess, the day-to-day actions of school. But, you know, we were able to find some time to get some practices in, and the kids are really excited, and they really appreciate the opportunity they created for all of us.
Yeah, the last game on February 18th, 79-44 over Westwood, concluding a what we'll call your regular season, 24-0. You know, you throw in three tournament wins, but that's to the point where you are right now, is 24 games, all wins. Coach, talk about what has happened so far this season for your girls' team.
You know, I'm just so ecstatic for these guys. They truly work hard every night. They don't take anything for granted. They play hard. They're aggressive. They're a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to coach, and they've created a lot of wonderful nights and experiences and memories for all of us. They're just playing good basketball, and I felt like we played a fantastic game against Westwood, and you know, just when these guys put it all together, they're tough.
Mm-hmm. Four seniors I want to give a shout-out to real quick: Ashley Archer, Olivia Larson, Emma Stewart, Cameron Wilkin. And when you say you got it going, I mean making some threes, hitting some open shots. And one thing I know that your team always does, always, is play great defense, aggressive D. I think you get so many points off of your defensive play, and that's something you can always bring to the table each and every game.
You know, and that's where you give credit to the girls. Like, they buy in, they work hard. They, you know, we sub in a few extra kids, and this team is so unselfish. They recognize that a game is 32 minutes, and over the course of time, we can play hard and move the ball. And you know, offensively, these guys truly don't care who scores. They're going to make that extra pass, and it's just a real treat to be a part of that.
Well, your team back in Des Moines, part of the 1A state tournament. We'll take a short break, coach, and talk about Springville. Wednesday afternoon tip-off for the quarterfinal matchup, and we'll have that in a moment here on 92.9 The Moose. State tournament basketball, Newell Fonda style, today on 92.9, and we're online at stormlakeradio.com. Newell Fonda Mustang girls basketball team. You think about offense, you think about your field goal percentage, second in the state, points per game in the state. The Mustangs number one at 75. And certainly statistically on paper, coach, not only are you the number one ranked team, but also the top seed in the 1A field. And to be honest, my opinion, very deserving for you and the team.
You know, I guess I don't personally put a lot of stock into that, but I just know that these guys have earned everything they've received so far. And, you know, we still have to put together and play well to be successful. And, you know, Springville, they're not new to the state tournament. I know there's some new faces, but this program has been there. You know, they're the three-time defending state champions, and even though the team looks different, these guys know how to win. They went up against practice against the state tournament team for the last 3 years, and so you know they know how to get it done. So we can't be caught off guard by some of the other things. We have to go out and play well and do what we need to do to be successful.
Honestly, I loved it when I saw the pairings come out, Newell Fonda, Springville. I said, are you serious? Are you kidding me? And here we go again. How awesome is this?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we've met them, I think, the last three times we were at the state tournament, and you know, it's just one of those battles down there. And this group, again, for Springville, they found a way to get back in the state tournament after graduating such a fantastic group of seniors. And, you know, you just got to tip your hat for them for being able to do that.
Yeah, one of those seniors was Michaela Nahazel, who has a younger sister, Morgan, I see, on the team. And break down Springville, coach, specifically now as you scout them, as you talk to your girls in practice, maybe how you're preparing them for what they'll face Wednesday afternoon.
You know, they've got a freshman post player that's leading them in scoring, and she's very good. She attacks the rim well, she rebounds, she blocks a lot of shots and plays good defense. And, you know, throughout the course of the season, she just really improved as a player. They brought back Nicole Kane, who's averaging about 15 a game for them, and I know she came down and hit some big threes in the state tournament last year, one against us when we were making a run. She's just one of those kids that she likes to go out and make plays, and those are kind of two main scorers, and then they just have a lot of youth and athleticism, and they like to play their zone defense, and we're just gonna have to attack it, you know. And I felt like the last time we played them last year, when we attacked their zone, we were successful, and when we got a little bit stagnant on offense, then they really were able to buckle down on us. So, you know, we've been really working on what we want to do to attack their zone.
And you were telling me a moment ago that the day of the game on Wednesday here, just a normal game, you'll get together for maybe a light shoot around or a walk through, and then you board the bus and you head to Wells Fargo Arena for today's game.
Yeah, it's you know, you don't play at 1:30 very often, so when you do, you just you kind of try to make it as much like a game as you can for a normal game night. You know, usually we play at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and so we're going to treat this like another road game and head down on Wednesday morning, and we're going to go get it.
And hopefully playing a 7 o'clock game by Saturday night. But first things first, Springville, Newell Fonda. Coach, good luck to you here in the first round Wednesday.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Always glad to hear from you.
Appreciate it. Coach Junger's in the pregame. We'll take a timeout. Starting lineups after this on StormLakeRadio.com and in Northwest Iowa on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.